Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We give thanks unto the Lord, who is good, whose mercy endure forever. And that was, of course, Judith Sipuma. Oh, give thanks. And before that, my family, we gave you the sounds of Fred Hammond. Give thanks unto the Lord, for his good and his mercy endure forever. After hearing such great testimony, after hearing what Minister Doras Zulu had for us today, it's only good to just give thanks. It's good to give thanks and say, Lord, thank you. And yes, my family, we are now with Prophet Letwell Zabani. Muruti, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
Blessed of the Lord and welcome.
Thank you so much. This is indeed a blessing to always connect with the family, you know, with you and the family. It's always a blessing. Thank you so much.
So I said to the family that we will be praying for our farmers today and praying for those who have been affected one way or another by the snow that was covering South Africa, parts of South Africa over the weekend. We experienced the aftermath of that storm, and we had our loved ones trapped in that. We had friends trapped in that. We had people we know trapped in that space, and we were praying. And I should say thanks to our South Africans who took time to pray for our people. I know others were just talking about it, but there are those who prayed. Can I just play some of the reports that were there on Friday before, was it on Friday morning? On Friday. And then let's hear.
As the snow continues to fall, hundreds of motorists remain stranded on the icy roads of KZN. It's been an unbearable night for many. With temperatures dropping and food supplies running low, families have been sharing what little they have left. They've faced the chilling night in their cars, turning on heaters sparingly to conserve their batteries. Emergency teams have been working around the clock to reach the stranded vehicles. An advanced life support rescue unit has been dispatched to the N3 to provide urgent medical assistance, while disaster management officials meet to finalize a comprehensive rescue plan. Authorities continue to urge everyone to stay off the roads, as the conditions remain treacherous with ice and poor visibility. Rescue services and responders are struggling to reach everyone stranded in the snow, with one patient reportedly suffering a cardiac incident and children stranded on a bus. Residents living near the highway who can safely assist are encouraged to bring tea, warm water, and blankets. The SA Weather Service has warned that disruptive snowfalls are likely to persist into the night across large parts of KZN and the Free State. Yet amidst the cold and uncertainty, the spirit of community endures. Strangers sharing food, comforting each other, and waiting for the storm to pass. For now, we await updates on further rescue efforts. But one thing is clear. Resilience is what binds those stranded together in this freezing, unforgiving weather.
And these actually were shared on Saturday. These news were shared on Saturday by different newsrooms. And I got an opportunity of sharing this one from EWN. This is also what I would like to share, what was happening there. Some of the people who were trapped in that snow, people were checking on each other. Nobody was found to be alone. And I found this so beautiful to see. I'm trying to see and get this person's name, but now I can't. But this is what I found, and this is what they were doing with his or with the person who was trapped in the car with him. I don't know if it's his wife or if they are friends, but this is what they did.
Everyone over there, open the window so that I can see you still alive.
You still alive?
Yes.
Okay, neighbor.
What?
Oh, there's a hazard. There's a wife on there.
Are you still alive? Neapela?
No hazard.
Hazard.
They are dead.
Oh.
Oh, no, 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 Thomas.
Still alive. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
Good morning.
Thomas.
I'm so much there.
Jam. Lo imuntu akayidumi ayenze onange phakamisa isandla nkosi yami hayi ufile
imuntu akade dumi
ngeyi.
Oh wow, they were checking on each other. They were checking on each other if they're still alive, and this is the last clip I'd like to share from I'm Staying. And some of them in some parts of the snow along the N3, this is what they did. Muruti, this is what we saw people doing, checking on each other, sharing food and all. But we want to pray. We know that two passed away, and the heavy snow on Friday and on Saturday affected farmers in Amajuba district in northwest KwaZulu-Natal, and some animals or their livestock died there. We're talking sheep, we're talking cows. It looked so bad, and I know that there are those who were also taken to hospital, and I know that today the law, or should I say the traffic department and government, were trying to help the trucks out of the roads, because now the cars are cleared, but there were still trucks that were still stuck. So, sure, our time is so quick. I wanted to share those before we spoke with you. But what do we say to the family of Radio Pulpit when it comes to praying for our country as well at large and praying about such things?
Yeah, you know, it is firstly very, very important that we should put our trust in God first and foremost. Above all else, know that our help comes from the Lord. And these weather conditions, we know that the Bible says, for as long as the earth remains, summer and winter, hot and cold will always be there. But we know that all of these weather conditions, ideally are not created to harm to us. They're actually created to sustain our lives. And that's why that scripture in Genesis 8:22. And so in situations such as these, we look up to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy upon us. We look upon the Lord and say, Lord, we lift up our eyes unto you, from whence our help cometh. Our help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. In times like these, we say, the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And therefore, we trust in the Lord to protect us. We trust in the Lord to keep us safe and to defend us at all times. And so let us be comforted. Let us take comfort. Let us keep the faith and know that this too shall pass. Sadly, we have lost some lives. And we send our heartfelt and deepest condolences to the families of the bereaved, and to say that you are not alone. We are with you. We are praying for you. We are supporting you in spirit and in every other way that we possibly can. And we pray that the Lord will grant you comfort in this difficult time. Mm. And so let us continue to trust in the Lord and know that He is good.
Now, Muruti, we were not expecting it to be snowing in September. We've never had that. Maybe it happened some years back. We are not aware of it, some of us. Maybe we were not born. But we see this happening now. Yeah. And it is like we are getting confused at reading the times and also reading the seasons that we are in. What kind of season are we in? And what are the important things that we need to take note of?
You know, there are two things I want to point out. Firstly, it's that the Lord Jesus is coming, and He's coming soon. We are at, in the end, we are living in the end time, in the last day. And the Bible in Matthew 24 prophesied of all different kinds of things, even in other places, of earthquakes and things, of the, in other words, natural phenomenon that perhaps we don't understand or we have not seen before. And so we need to be, it needs to conscientize us to the fact that we are living in end time. And these are times where we really need to say, Lord, we look up to you and we acknowledge that you are coming soon. And therefore, everything that we have to do, we need to do it with a sense of urgency. We need to live our lives with an understanding that this world is passing. And Christ is coming soon to judge the world, and so we need to stay ready, you know, for any eventuality. To say whatever happens, the most important thing is that we establish a relationship with the Lord, is that we make sure that our hearts are right, our souls are in harmony with God. We open our hearts to say, Lord Jesus, come into our lives. We accept you as our Lord and Savior. Help us, save us, deliver us in the midst of all these things. That's the first thing that I want to point out. And the second thing, which is also connected to the first one, is that last year sometime, as I was in the presence of the Lord in prayer, the Lord opened my eyes in the spirit, and I saw that if you look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Lord revealed very clearly that these spiritual wickedness in high places are releasing a huge amount of wickedness upon the earth. And I did share this message with brethren, you know, as much as one is able to reach, to say we need to come to the Lord in prayer and say, Father, have mercy upon us. We need to depend upon the mercy of the Lord, because the days that we are living in, it is only through the mercy of God that we'll be able to survive. And so it is time for us to go deep into prayer and to appeal to the mercy of God upon our lives and upon the lives of our loved ones, because one of the things that was revealed was that many, you know, would lose their loved ones. And so we see this happening throughout, not only in South Africa, but the whole world about. And so let us come before the Lord and, you know, be prayerful at all times. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. So it's time for us to take everything to the Lord in prayer, so that the peace of God will keep our hearts and minds.
We have a minute. What do we say to the Lord in prayer?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as a nation. We come humbly, O God, with humble hearts. We lift up our hearts and our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. Father, our help comes from you. And so we pray, Father, and appeal to you for your mercy. To say, Lord God, thank you so much for having kept us throughout this difficult weather conditions. And Lord, we pray for the families of those who lost their loved ones, that you may strengthen their hearts, that you may comfort them, that you may exhort them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that as we continue throughout the year, have mercy upon us. And we pray for even better weather conditions, Father God, so that we can be able to continue living our lives. And we pray for those farmers, O God, who have lost their crops, who have lost their livestock, those farmers who have been affected in whatever way. We pray for restoration, Father, that you may help them and restore to them everything that they have lost, so that, Lord God, they will continue to be able to serve and feed the nation in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that even those who are working in those farms will keep their jobs and maintain their jobs and be able to take care of their families. Help us as a nation, Father, and strengthen us and open our eyes to the fact that we are living in end times and Christ is coming soon. We must preach the gospel and we must make sure that our hearts are ready for you, to receive you and to let your kingdom come. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Moruti. May the Lord keep keeping you. And we'll continue to pray for South Africa and its people. Have a blessed one, sir.
Blessed one to you and the family.
That is Pastor Letwell Zabane. If you'd like to be in contact with him, he's available, my family, on 071-148-4938. It's 071-148-4938. I am signing out, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Muso Worship, Once More Six on the lead. And may all those who are going to Wansi's worship night today be in the presence of the Lord and enjoy. Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.